What if everything we believe about power and control is backwards? Scientists once believed memories lived in specific neurons, grandmother cells, that fired when you saw your grandmother's face. They searched desperately for these command centers, convinced the brain operated like a corporation with clear hierarchies. Instead, they discovered something unsettling. Memories scatter across neural networks in overlapping patterns. No single cell holds the memory. To erase it, you need to destroy the entire web. This revelation mirrors a quiet revolution reshaping our world. We instinctively ask who's in charge when examining any organization. But what happens when there's no one in charge? When power flows not from the top down, but from the edges inward? Rather than chaos, this absence of traditional leadership is giving rise to organizations turning entire industries upside down, from music sharing to encyclopedias, from software development to social movements. In 1995, Dave Garrison faced skeptical French investors who couldn't grasp the internet's decentralized nature. They kept asking, "Who is the president of the internet?" This reveals our difficulty understanding decentralized systems. The investors mistook a starfish for a spider. A spider has a head, sever it, and it dies. A starfish has no head. Its organs replicate throughout each arm. Cut it in half, and you get two starfish. Alcoholics Anonymous exemplifies this model. Bill Wilson deliberately let chapters form independently worldwide rather than controlling them centrally. This allows open systems to adapt with astonishing speed, unlike centralized organizations where decisions crawl through hierarchies. When peer-to-peer networks faced legal attacks, they evolved from Napster to Kazaa to eMule with breathtaking agility. This adaptability makes starfish organizations surprisingly resilient, capable of transforming entire industries seemingly overnight. For a century, corporations dominated the recording industry until hackers changed everything. This accordion principle repeats across industries. When systems become over-centralized, people rebel by creating open starfish alternatives. 10 tests distinguish spiders from starfish. First, examine leadership. Spiders have clear hierarchies, starfish are flat. Second, look for headquarters. Spiders need physical bases. Starfish exist wherever members meet. Third, test vulnerability. Spiders die when beheaded. Starfish often have no head. Fourth, observe roles. Centralized organizations have firm departmental divisions. Decentralized ones let anyone do anything. Fifth, examine unit independence. Sever a decentralized unit and both pieces survive. Sixth, check knowledge distribution. Spiders concentrate power at the top, starfish spread it throughout. Seventh, assess flexibility. Decentralized organizations constantly mutate. Eighth, try counting members. You can count spider payrolls, but starfish members are uncountable. Ninth, examine funding. Decentralized units self-fund with no central pool. Finally, observe communication. Centralized organizations process information through headquarters. Open systems enable direct member-to-member communication. Granville Sharp's fight against slavery in 18th century London shows how powerless individuals create massive change. Despite opposition from public sentiment and powerful sugar interests, Sharp gained momentum by joining with Quakers, forming the first of five crucial foundations. Circles are autonomous groups where members join as equals and contribute according to ability. From Apache communities to Wikipedia, these structures allow independent participation. Instead of hierarchical rules, circles operate on self-enforced norms members embrace as their own. Catalysts, like Sharp, initiate movements, then step aside. Like iron in a chemical reaction, they facilitate bonding without becoming part of the final product. They're more like Mary Poppins than Maria from The Sound of Music, accomplishing their goal, then leaving, transferring ownership to the circle. Ideology binds decentralized organizations together. Shared beliefs motivate unpaid participation more than community alone. The Apaches united through conviction about self-governance. AA members rigorously follow the 12 steps, believing deviation means returning to alcoholism. pre-existing networks provide launch platforms. The Quakers' 20,000-member network gave Sharp's anti-slavery movement its foundation. Today, the internet serves as an unprecedented open platform, spawning countless Starfish organizations. Champions deliver relentless implementation while catalysts provide vision. Thomas Clarkson complemented Sharp's leadership with tireless promotion, traveling extensively, collecting evidence, publishing newsletters, establishing abolitionist circles everywhere. Champions deliver relentless implementation while catalysts provide vision. Thomas Clarkson complemented Sharp's leadership with tireless promotion, traveling extensively, collecting evidence, publishing newsletters, establishing abolitionist circles everywhere. At Berkeley's Long Haul Info Shop, Catalyst Sky teaches activists hunt sabotage tactics, moving town to town like a union organizer, connecting with locals without imposing leadership. Attacking catalysts or circles in decentralized organizations proves futile, like Australian divers cutting starfish in half, only creating more. Three strategies work better. First, target the ideology itself. In Kenya's Kibera slum, Ingrid Munro created Jamii Bora Trust, offering microloans that transformed hopelessness into opportunity, undermining extremism more effectively than military strikes. Second, centralize the organization. Americans conquered Apaches by giving cattle to leaders, transforming their power from symbolic to material. Once leaders controlled scarce resources, they could reward and punish, turning flat structures hierarchical. Third, become a starfish yourself. In Kenya's slums, the government created small, independent circles of police and military experts hunting terrorist cells autonomously. Members don't even know how many other circles exist. Despite costing 1/100th of other counterterrorism efforts, this approach succeeds because locals know their communities intimately. Hybrid organizations blend centralization's structure with decentralization's flexibility, maintaining hierarchy while strategically empowering users. eBay exemplifies this. A centralized company that decentralizes customer experience through user ratings for trust and policing. When Yahoo and Amazon launched fee-free auction sites, sellers stayed because their eBay reputations commanded premium prices. Amazon similarly combines centralized operations with decentralized reviews. Technology giants like Google, IBM, and Sun Microsystems incorporated user input. Google's algorithm leverages collective behavior, while IBM and Sun embraced open-source software despite revenue risks. The auction industry demonstrates balance's importance. OnSale, once market leader, sold 500-1,200 items daily through centralized control. When eBay allowed anyone to sell thousands of items, the market shifted. eBay found the sweet spot, more structured than Craigslist, but decentralized enough for peer-to-peer transactions with accountability. Toyota occupied the automotive sweet spot. Too much centralization reduces quality by removing employee power. Too much decentralization sacrifices consistency. When Toyota took over GM's failing Fremont plant with the same workforce but decentralized principles, productivity rose 60% and quality improved dramatically. Decentralization has rewritten the rulebook, yet established organizations miss this shift. The Soviets invested in loudspeakers over telephones after 1917. Today's industries repeat this mistake with decentralized opponents. Traditional business valued size and power, but decentralization inverts this. Skype disrupted AT&T with minimal employees. Emule and Craigslist combined small footprints with massive user networks, slashing market entry costs and creating fundamental economic advantages. In decentralized organizations, chaos becomes virtue. Starfish systems thrive on freedom. Users download songs, create software, write Wikipedia articles. This chaos incubates innovation. The most valuable knowledge exists at the fringes. Toyota encouraged assembly line workers to innovate. IBM and Sun opened software to global engineers. Wikipedia thrives because someone, somewhere, knows any obscure topic, and the platform lets them share it. People fundamentally desire to contribute. Burning Man participants work year-round on installations. Contributors edit Wikipedia, accountants share expertise freely, all driven by intrinsic motivation. Attack a decentralized organization and face the Hydra effect. Destroy Napster, get Kazaa and eMule. Ideology fuels these organizations. Most successful starfish began with radical ideologies, that slavery should be abolished, that people are trustworthy, that alcoholics could help each other. When fighting decentralized forces proves futile, join them. What appears as chaos reveals itself as one of the world's most powerful forces.